It's not surprising that such legal history may be made in Texas. The state is known for its enormous prison system and the executions that take place there. Now, there's a museum where visitors can learn all about it. Janet Heimlich visited the controversial Texas Prison Museum and has this report.
Veronica, who didn't want to give her last name, is a correctional officer in the Texas prison system. Today, she's walking through the prison museum with her young sons, Chris and Isaac.
Chris, come here.
Veronica stops at a display of photographs. Each shows an inmate covered in gang-related tattoos.
We look for these tattoos because when the offender has these tattoos, we can lock them up.
Veronica says she's brought her sons here to show them what can happen to people who get in trouble with the law.
And I would not wish that life on anybody. Because when you're in there, it's a different, it's a dirty life. It's completely different. I mean, prison is everything bad that you can think of. I mean, everything evil.
The Texas Prison Museum is located on Highway 45 in Huntsville, about an hour north of Houston. Replacing a small museum downtown, the new facility enjoys 6,000 square feet of exhibit space. No state funds pay for its operation. Rather, it relies on private donations and $4 ticket sales. Aaron Hickson is president of the nonprofit corporation that runs the museum. He says it took 10 years to raise the $1 million to build the new structure.
We're a part of Texas history. People may not think about it as important, but we feel, the board feels, that it is important. We're not glorifying inmates. We're not glorifying anything about things that people have done that breaking the law. But what went on in our past is important.
From the outside, the museum looks like a mini prison, complete with a guard tower. A uniformed mannequin can be seen through the window. Museum director Weldon Sabota says the prison theme extends inside the museum, too.
We kept the floors concrete. You know, we used red brick, which is real common in the prison system, chain link fencing with razor wire, and then we had black bars from the inside.
The museum gives a history of the prison system since its inception in 1848. Visitors can learn about notorious criminals and the famous prison rodeo, which ran from 1931 until 1986. There are some extraordinary art pieces made by inmates. A delicate bouquet of white roses made entirely from toilet paper. A detailed pen and ink drawing. Even an antique hand-detailed dresser. The museum also shows the ugly side of prison life.
Okay, here we have an assortment of prison hardware and prison restraints.
Sabota points out some medieval-looking leg restraints from the turn of the century, including a ball and chain. A video shows old photographs of hapless inmates working in the fields while underneath is heard a song sung by Texas prisoners.
When no hands are going to be, when no hands are going to be, Lord God Almighty.
In a more current display, Sabota points out a group of shanks or handmade knives taken from prisoners.
We have one made from a T-bone, one made from a deer horn antler, one from wood, one from plexiglass, one from a
You can walk into a modern 6x9 cell. Inside are two bunk beds, a tiny desk, and a stainless steel toilet. The most popular exhibit, and the most controversial one, is the electric chair. Old Sparky, as it was called, electrocuted 361 inmates from 1924 to 1964. Viewing the wooden chair with its wide leather straps are Wayne Jameson and his girlfriend Tommy Brion. He lives nearby. She lives in Paris.
We are against capital punishment in our country, and I'm very surprised.
They don't use this now. You know, they use lethal injection.
Okay, yeah.
The couple heads to a nearby case that contains the actual syringes used to execute the first prisoner by lethal injection in 1982.
Put a needle to him. A little more humane, but it's still sudden death.
Some people object to the museum showing off a system that executes an average of about one inmate every 11 days. And there's a lot of information you won't find at the museum. Missing are the names of the inmates who created much of the artwork. The system's history of corruption and civil rights abuses are only briefly mentioned. And then there's the story of inmate Eroy Brown. Museum President Aaron Hickson points to a plaque that describes how, in 1981, Brown killed a warden and another officer. officer. What that doesn't say is what happened to Eroy Brown after the murders.
No, it doesn't.
You know what happened?
Well, he was tried for those murders and was not convicted.
Brown was acquitted after convincing jurors he killed the employees in self-defense after they tried to murder him. Hickson says the display doesn't mention these facts because it's about fallen officers, not inmates. The Texas Prison Museum offers an up-close look at what goes on behind prison walls, but it also fails to uncover the system's many secrets. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Huntsville, Texas.